This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois families are again pushing the state legislature to pass a permanent child tax credit this spring. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports lawmakers are proposing a yearly $300 credit per child under age 18. Married couples who earn less than $75,000 and all other filers who earn less than $50,000 would be eligible. Dozens of advocacy groups like the Illinois Economic Policy Institute have been advocating for a policy for years. Liliana Oleo is a parent advocate from suburban Aurora and says this is her fifth time in Springfield.
You have to choose between paying bills, paying your rent, or, you know, feeding your family. So I don't think any family should be put in that position.
Governor J.B. Pritzker outlined in his budget proposal a less expansive tax credit for families with children under the age of three. Hospital system Ascension has detected a cybersecurity incident. Cranes reporting it's disrupting its clinical operations. Ascension has 15 hospitals and 230 sites of care in Illinois. It's still determining what sensitive information, if any, might have been compromised. Actor Michael Shannon is back on stage in Chicago. He stars in a world premiere play called Turret. It opens this weekend. It's from the team at A Red Orchid, a small theater company Shannon helped found more than 30 years ago. My colleague Courtney Kippers caught up with Shannon before rehearsal. Shannon has been pretty busy in recent years, appearing in Hollywood blockbusters. There was some buzz last week that he's attached to a new movie about the Nuremberg trials. But Shannon says A Red Orchid is where he became an actor, and it's creatively fulfilling to come back.
We keep trying to find new forms and new stories to tell. And I think that sense of exploration and investigation is the through line through the three decades that we've been around.
In Turret, Shannon plays a soldier living in an underground bunker. The play runs through June 9th at the Chopin Theater. A 21-year-old from South Suburban Mokena is competing in the Professional Bull Riders World Finals. My colleague Lauren Frost has that story.
Jake Marinick got started as a kid riding sheep.
I started to get a little bit too big to get on sheep, and I kind of was like, man, like, I still want to do something with it.
Now, Marinick is one of fewer than 50 bull riders who made it to the World Finals in Texas.
There ain't really any other sport out there where 0.1 second matters as much as it does here. You have to give 110%. There's no room for slacking off.
The first stage of the competition starts tonight. A world champion gets crowned later this month.
Weather, on and off showers today with a high in the upper 50s, and then cloudy tonight with a little bit of rain, a low in the upper 40s. Friday, sunshine, warmer, high in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.